Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am so excited to be a part of a great event this weekend. It is a night at the Mouse Races to benefit Landon's League Foundation. That's this Saturday, September the 14th. It is at Veta Sports in St. Charles. More information at landonsleague.com. And we have with us Joe Walsh, his wife Lauren, and also their son Landon. Talk about the event and about the great cause that they have taken on and what they're raising money for. Joe, what's going on, man? Thank you guys so much for coming down.
Thanks, Chris, for having me.
I met you through two of our mutual friends, Kyle and Sadie Finke, who are doing some great work for Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. They had an event a month ago. I've had them on the station and have talked about their late daughter, Emma, and what they're doing, and have been so just blown away by meeting you guys, your passion, your little guy, Landon, and an event that you have graciously invited me to be a part of, along with Chris Kerber. We'll get to the event here shortly, but just give our listeners a little bit of an idea, the background of your family and also your amazing son, Landon, and what you guys are doing.
Yeah, appreciate it. So Landon was born with a rare genetic mutation, and no one in her family has this mutation. So what we did during, I guess, my wife's pregnancy, we had noticed on the ultrasounds that something just wasn't right from a developmental standpoint. And then he was born, and he has a rare genetic mutation. After several panel testing, they decided to sequence his entire genetic makeup and found out that he has a rare inherited mutation of a gene called CAMZAP1. We were told, I'll never forget the phone call that we received driving home one day from one of his therapy appointments. The phone call ended, "There's basically nothing that you can do at this time. We're going to revisit this in 2 years. Good luck." So as a parent, you take that and you're like, oh my gosh. And I was just, you know, beat up for a couple of weeks. And I said, you know, I can take this energy, all of these negative vibes, and then channel it to do something positive out of the situation. So we started a nonprofit foundation called Landon's League Foundation. And our goal is to raise awareness and funding to develop treatments, cures possibly, for rare pediatric genetic diseases via a new and up-and-coming field of medicine called gene therapy, where they take the mutated gene and then they reintroduce the normal copy of the gene back into the individual or individuals and then hopefully rescue them. The problem with what's going on currently in gene therapy is the FDA just recently approved a gene therapy for a condition called SMA, where kids, they generally, on average, don't live past the age of 2, and they've developed this gene therapy and approved it, and it works really well and can be life-saving. And so these kiddos get a one-time injection, and it's the most expensive drug on the market. It's $2 million a pop, and it's just a one-time thing. So our goal is to offset that cost in a major way, help both on the research aspect of it, but then potentially help parents and their families of these stricken individuals the means to financially afford these things.
Landon's just over 2.5 now, right? We'll be 3 in January?
Yes.
And for those of us not in the medical field, I mean, for something that was as rare and I'm sure underfunded doesn't even begin to describe, maybe even unrecognizable to people who are not dealing with firsthand experience with this, you, your wife, both in the medical community, with the generous donations and the money you've been able to raise so far, the money that will be raised at the event we'll talk about in a moment, how would you describe to someone like me, let's use like a football field analogy, if you started on the opposite goal line, you're on your own 1 yard line,
sure,
how much progress do you think you've made in just these 2.5 years? How much encouragement, how much awareness, just all of that kind of combined into one?
I'd say we're about midfield.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, we were a little over a year old.
And I know you continue to get good news and develop partnerships as well.
Right, right. Yeah, there's two recognized hospitals in and research centers, med schools for that matter, in the U.S., both being Washington University and Baylor. And I mean, how we are so blessed and lucky to have Washington University in our own backyard. And we've partnered with them, and our goal is to create these therapies, these cures, potentially these gene therapy cures, right here in our own backyard, and have the community support and doing everything locally. It's going to be pretty cool.
I think that what you guys have done in the last couple of years is incredible, and having Landon hanging out in here with us today, seeing his big smile, I urge everyone to come and enjoy an awesome night with us. Landon has a love of gambling, so naturally, just kidding, naturally, a night at the Mouse Races. It's going to benefit Landon's League Foundation. You can find out all the information at landonsleague.com. I'll tweet this all out, but landonsleague.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Landon's League. It's this Saturday. Veta Sports in St. Peter's. Tickets available at landonsleague.com. You can also get tickets at the door. You can bring your own food. There will be food and drink there as well. A silent auction, a 50-50, a raffle. All of that at a night at the Mouse Races to benefit Landon's League Foundation. All the proceeds are going to fund all of the research and development of these treatments.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and anybody's welcome to attend.
You have become not only an expert in this field and in some of these rare genetic diseases, but you guys have also become expert fundraisers. I know, like my friends Kyle and Sadie and like some of the groups that I work with here in St. Louis, it just blows me away how this community steps up and responds to causes like this, whether it's your friends, family, folks that you don't know. Maybe someone will hear this on Camo X or on social media and want to come out and enjoy an evening and support a great cause. But I imagine for you guys, in the face of a lot of hard work and a lot of days that are probably harder than easier, even in the face of progress, that's got to be the most encouraging thing, is the support you get from those around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's it takes a village, and pardon the cliche nature of that comment, but it is, we're truly blessed to have the support and backing of family and friends, strangers even. We had an event patrons in there that didn't know us from Adam, just kind of grabbed a hold of our hands and asked if they could pray with us. And it was really neat, really cool. And everything happens for a reason. I believe I was given the opportunity to be in medicine to make a difference, and that's what I'm trying to do. And hopefully this will work out in the end, and we'll cure some kiddos that otherwise don't have a fighting chance.
This Saturday, come join us at Veta Sports in St. Charles. I'm going to be there. Chris Kerber is going to be there as well. Of course, Joe and everyone from Landon's League. It is a night at the Mouse Races this Saturday at Veta Sports in St. Peter's. Again, just go to landonsleague.com, landonsleague.com. You can also get tickets at the door, all sorts of fun stuff that evening, and we hope to see you there to help raise some more money for a fantastic cause. Have you done the Mouse Race thing before?
Last year was the first time my wife and I attended a Mouse Race, let alone hosted one, and we got positive feedback, and it was a huge success.
People love it, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's
a fun night.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been, but it is... It was an adventure. It was fun. It was a blast.
It gets a little rowdy. It's going to be a great night. Landonsleague.com. You can also find out more as well about everything at the Walshes and so many more are doing. Find out more about Landon as well. And we hope we see everybody on September 14th. It should be a great night for an even better cause. Thanks so much for coming down, man.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.